gold medalists and Commonwealth Games champions, Wales, James Ball, Matthew Rotherham. For those who are able to, please stand for the Anthem of Wales.
Here on RNIB Connect Radio, I'm joined by James Ball and his pilot, Matt Rotherham, who have just won gold. Fantastic. And a second medal for you both as well.
Yeah. Finally a gold in the Commonwealth Games for myself. I'm absolutely over the moon to be able to pull it off in two rides as well. So with the World Championships, it always comes down to the third ride. So, yeah, it was extra special to do it in two today.
And especially because I think your silver was the first Commonwealth medal for Wales.
Yeah, on the Friday.
So that must be a real achievement, you know, to be here. And those final races were very close. Yeah, with you and Neil, it was just fairly close on the line.
Yeah, I mean, we always knew. He always knew it was going to come to the line on the first one. Because obviously, like I. It's hard to judge when they're behind you, but I can sort of like, I can sense when they're like by the side of me. So on the first one, it was very close. Like, we both didn't know if we got it until the end. But on the last one, like, we knew it was important to get over the top and sort of like stay in control of the event. And it was nice to finish it as we did to ride it.
And for you, Matt, sort of being piloting and. You're obviously are able to see what's going on, and yep. when it is really close like that.
Absolutely, and it's tough to, cause there's a bit more pressure because obviously, I can stand the eyes for James on there, and I've got to make the correct decisions at the right time. So hopefully, I did that today. And so yeah, it's really special, and yeah, I hope that that listeners actually see this as inspiration to get involved with cycling. I know, for example, at our velodrome in Manchester at home, like we have sessions every Thursday night where we have tandems available for blind and visually impaired people to come along and have a go. So I just hope that today goes to show that everybody can get on a bike and have a go. And, you never know, it might lead to Commonwealth medals like it has for James today as the champion. So, yeah, what a day. I'm really proud to have taken James the line today. And, let's hope for more.
And I think that's totally true. I mean, having the games, Commonwealth Games here in the Lee Valley Velodrome, and having everyone together is such a great thing for, the showcase for the sport, and as you say, to encourage other visually impaired people to get into cycling.
Yeah. It shows that power and able body can work together as well and create an amazing event. And I think that's what they've done at Birmingham 2022. Because the crowd has been on their feet for para, no matter regardless of what, they're cheering everyone, no matter what country. And it's just great to see, everyone's on their feet at the end of the event. Absolutely amazing experience.
And what's next for the pair of you? What's on the cards?
So we've got the World Championships in Paris in October. So hopefully targeting that and see what we can do there.
And maybe Paris in 2024 as well?
Yeah, that's the overall goal, shall we say. I'd love to go to Paris, obviously. Be more competitive and show. So the world we can do.
And fantastic for Wales for winning the gold and silver too, right? I must admit. Well, thank you both very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.